It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
What is this music? What is Tuesdays again? I'm just curious.
I like the music.
I just was curious. What?
This is a Ghostland Observatory.
Ghostland Observatory. I have them all over my iPod.
You do?
Bro, no, bro, I've never heard of them before.
I like that bass.
You kind of recognize that bass?
Yes, it sounds like Fuzzbox.
So this is called Glitter.
Jesus.
No.
And I know when they take me to death, I'm going to go to the place that's the best.
That's what that sounded like. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah, it sounded like that slap bass.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Going on up to the spirit in the sky.
See, you got to do it like William Shatner.
Fuzzbox. That's Fuzzbox, not William Shatner.
I know, but you got to do it like William Shatner.
Yes. So anyway, I made news.
All right.
You ready to hear how I made news?
I'm ready to hear.
So yesterday, I made eloquent and loquacious points about why the Rockies are getting shafted by all these East and West Coast people.
So you made elegant yet wordy points.
Well, you know, you can use your words, I'll use mine.
I would have said I was eloquent and succinct.
Well, I had 2 hours to kill because someone was at the airport. So loquacious.
Dude, I was. I didn't get home until like 11:30, but that's another story.
Yeah,
so
we'll
continue.
Talk about it. Okay. So, and I went off talking about how, you know, they need to stop ignoring what's going on. We're halfway through the season. This is a big enough sample. The Rockies are, for real, start putting them where they are, which is at the top of the National League.
Right.
So, this morning, I turned to other radio stations, and we're all obviously listening to Mile High Sports Radio, because they all started making the same point. This morning, over on another one, I heard a former offensive lineman say, "Oh, the Rockies are just not getting the respect they deserve, and they need to start, you know, in these East Coast biases, this, that, blah, 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 blah." And the same thing I was saying. Mm-hmm. And then here on our own airwaves in the afternoon drive, you know, Eric Goodman and Les Shapiro were making the same point.
Okay.
And then I found, because we tweeted that out. We tweeted that out to MLB.
Okay.
And MLB came out with their power rankings today.
Yeah.
Guess who's number one?
Is it the Rockies?
You're right. It is the Rockies.
See, they should not be number one. They should not be number one.
Well, they're the
number two. I'll take two.
I said number two yesterday. However, the Houston Astros have come back to the pack just a little bit.
A little bit, but I think they're still, and I'm going to check, but I still think they're two games up on the Rockies overall.
The Houston Astros are 47-24. And the Rockies are 46-26. So that's about a game and a half.
Okay.
And if the Rockies win today, there'll be a game.
So their game, why? Is Houston not playing?
Houston is, let me see. Houston, what are you doing, Houston? We got a problem.
No. Yeah, they're playing. They're leading the Athletics by a run.
Okay, 1-0.
In the first, so it's early. So, I mean, if they win, it'll be a game, and then when the Astros win, it'll be back to a game and a half. But they're within a game and a half of the best record in all of baseball. And you're right. 50 games is a pretty sizable, I mean, by my own admission. Actually.
You said you were not going to get excited until 50 40. Games.
I said 40.
He said 40.
He said 40. Okay, yeah. They are now at 72.
So when you hit 80 games, you're halfway through the season. Well, yeah. You play 162 games. At 80 games. So in eight games.
They told me there wouldn't be math.
I know. And clearly I'm doing really good at it too. Let's see, 72
no
in eight more games, they'll have had 80 games, which is almost half of 162. So halfway through the season.
Yes.
Barring some major collapse in the next eight games.
Yes.
They should go into the halfway point of the season with leading the National League West and within a game or so of the best record in all of baseball. That is not a small sample size. I will give you that.
And let me give you a question.
Okay.
Or ask you a question. What about the last 72 games makes you think that the Rockies are going to collapse?
Has nothing to do with the last 72 games. Has everything to do with the previous 24 years. And I know that you don't think the past is relevant, but it is. Past is relevant. We have seen a Rockies team do well. Not this well, but we've seen Rockies team start strong and then just crumble.
Yes, but my point is this. We've also seen Rockies teams absolutely tear it up in the last 3 weeks of the season and make a World Series. We've seen the whole gamut.
We've seen a Rockies team do that, yes.
The problem that people get into with sports is that they look at last season or they decide to look at next season and don't really put their full concentration on this season. And that happens in all sports.
Sure.
And the fact of the matter is this is not the same team that was here last year.
I don't think anybody's saying that it is. I don't think anybody is saying, I mean, no.
You're kind of basing all this stuff on 24 years, you said.
Well, and this
not
is
you not, personally.
But this is not, no, it is me. This is not the same team that played in 1995 on opening night at Coors Field either. This is not the same team that went to the playoffs for the first time. It's a different team.
My crotch gets cold just thinking about that
than
game.
Any other team. Well, it should. You probably still have beer stains down there. These are different teams, but as a franchise, the Rockies have sometimes been a bit snake-bitten, and they will go through long losing slumps. And it may not happen. And if you're saying that we should forget about the past,
no,
and stop looking towards the future
enjoy
this year,
yeah,
then that's a valid argument. But when it comes to the people who are making these rankings and are doing the national talk shows, it is hard for them to let go of the past.
Yeah, and that's, I think, is a fundamental problem. Hey, listen, last year, okay, up until last year, what was the most snake bit team? Cubs?
In baseball?
Yes.
Yeah, probably the Cubs.
So, I mean, if I was to look back at the last, say, 100 years of Cubs.
Sure.
Okay. I therefore would say, the Cubs don't stand a chance of winning the World Series.
Let's see, there's a difference, though. See, the Cubs had gone to the playoffs the year before, and they had assembled a very strong, talented, young team. The Rockies have assembled a very strong, young, talented team. If the Rockies go to the playoffs this year and lose in the divisional round, and then they bring this team back next year and they have the same kind of start, then I think people will start to look at them and go, you know what? They're a year older. They're better. This team could win a World Series. Right now, they're doing it a year ahead of where most people, I think, thought they'd be. And so they're a little skeptical. And I don't begrudge them that skepticism. I, at this point, am just enjoying the season. This is a very big series they're playing tonight.
This is a very big series.
And if they can beat the Diamondbacks, if they can win the series, they put a little distance between
them. Well, they are 6-2 against them this year.
Well, which is good.
In fact, they didn't actually beat Greinke, but they won a game that Greinke pitched.
Right. And right now they're beating Greinke.
Yes.
And Diamondbacks come in on a very hot streak.
Yes, they're 9-1 in their last 10, the same as the Dodgers, 9-10. You know, in their last 30, they are 22-8, which is the same as the Dodgers. I mean, these are the things, you know, the Rockies are 20-10, so you could say that, you know, they're not as hot, but the Rockies have managed to maintain their lead in the NL West, and I think that should count for something, and that's what I said. And then MLB, they came back, and they said, you know what? That guy Darren in Denver's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure they specifically said
your name. And so they said, we were going to say Houston.
But Darren convinced us.
Darren, just a first name.
Darren convinced us.
Yes.
We should put them number one.
We should put them number one, and they did.
Well.
And do you know what they said?
What?
Here's what we heard. That they, you know, we are far enough into the season that they are just a good team.
Did they actually say that?
Yes. They didn't say it. They wrote it.
They wrote it down. So it's in print. Someone can actually read
it. It is in print.
That's great. That's good.
No, they didn't say Darren. They
right, I get it. But they reacted and said, here's what we heard.
I don't know if they said, here's what we heard.
Oh, I see. No. They just... So you're assuming that all the that every media
well sure because I started it.
Oh yeah, you started. Okay. Well, I will say you've been carrying the flag and driving the bandwagon.
I have.
Probably more so than anyone in this town.
Do you know who I'm fighting for over that flag? Mark Kisla.
Really?
Like Mark Kisla is like it was very interesting. So I had to actually kind of coax him.
Mm-hmm.
Coax him sort of onto the bandwagon about maybe 2 months ago.
I was going to say, Kisla's not a fan of anything. But he's coming around on the Rockies. But you were there way before he was.
Yeah, because I just saw the difference in this team.
So
the problem with the Rockies in the years past, if you want to talk about that, is they were susceptible to the double-digit losing streak.
Right.
This team is not built that way and is not susceptible to a double-digit losing streak. I just don't see it happening.
I think we'd all be surprised if they had a 10-plus game losing streak. I think that would be a shock. I don't think they're going to do that. But the problem is, with Arizona and Los Angeles right on their heels, they don't need a double digit. They lose five games in a row. They're looking back three games at both those leaders.
Do you know what else I said?
What?
All Carlos Gonzalez does against Greinke is hit home runs.
I have a story about that, because I was in D.C. on Father's Day, and I was in a house full of Nationals fans.
All right, and we'll leave it right there, because that sounds like something scary. This way comes.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this. Got chains and diamond rings, and LPs.